Well, since I was giving a presentation, I am a geographer, not a cartographer, but I am a geographer, and I did bring a map along. But with that, I decided I was going to wear my world map. So I figured the clothes go with it. Many years ago, my husband and I were in, I believe, Thailand, and we went to a museum called Hellfire's Canyon. I don't know if anybody knows it. But during World War II, what happened is many of the soldiers, whether they were British or Australian or American, ended up working on these, and these were like death camps because you had to work very hard. Well, what had happened many years ago before that was the British were in the war before us. And there was a gentleman that had been in World War I. He had wanted to go into World War II, and because he was older, they wouldn't accept him as a soldier. But he got a commission. He worked for the MI9. All of you know James Bond?
Yeah.
And you've heard of him? You've heard of that? So what he did is he went to work, and there, what their job was, along with some of the others, was to make maps. And this was because so many of the soldiers were, you know, they were being captured. And if they were captured, how did they escape? And if they did escape, where could they find a way out? So what they started, what he did, was to go to map companies, and he would look around the walls, and he would find maps, let's say of France or of Germany, you know, wherever. And one, he went into one place, and they, he asked them, "Do you mind if we use this map? We'll pay you something." And they said, "No, you know, it's the world time, wartime. We'll give you the map." And so what they did originally was to put the maps on toilet paper and to send it to the camps so that if they escaped, then they could use that. Well, they needed something else for the pilots. So what they did is they... this man thought, why can't we put the maps, such as this, on a piece of material? He tried different materials. And one of them happened to be the parachutes, because parachutes were being made out of silk. And he said, that's cool, because you could really take this up, put it in your pocket, and if you were a pilot, then what you could do is if you if the plane went down, you could use this. So they did that, but he looked, he tried printing, and the ink wouldn't take. So he put paraffin with the ink, and that's when they were able to make these maps. Well, when the United States went into the war, the United States asked Britain if they had heard about this, if they could use it, and they said, no, can't do it. So the United States had to reinvent the wheel. And so what they did was to make other maps, and the maps went from being silk into rayon. And so that's what this map is. And this map, you can see where it says AAF, American Air Force, and this is of China. This is a two-sided map. It gives the longitude, the latitude, and where you were. It has an overall map of the country, and then it shows where the overlapping happens to be. So if you were shot down, you would know some of the major towns that you could go to and find help and get out. And another thing that they put in, I think you can see even in the back, can see these red lines. And what they were is the winds. So the winds during half of the year and during the other half of the year. So if I were going to put this in a museum, the one thing really is when we went to Hellfire Canyon, there is a museum there. And I wanted to give this to the people that were working there. There's many of the Australian soldiers that come back. And, you know, it's like the Mormons, you know, they keep coming back into their museums. Well, the Australian soldiers go there and they help out during part of the year. So that's the museum that I would give this. Thank you.